Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I'd like to welcome in our next guest, Joseph Matthews, founder and president of the DNA Life Print Program. And you may have heard about this. This is a number one child safety program in America, and it is coming to Mid-Michigan. Hello, Joseph. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me on.
Well, tell us a little bit about this program, and this is going to be the 16th of October here in Lansing. So we are talking about Saturday, correct?
Yep. And that's Champion Chrysler Jeep that's sponsoring it.
Champion Chrysler Jeep. Okay. Tell us a little bit about how this program works.
Well, it's really simple. There's no registration. There's no databasing. You just bring your children in. We have the DNA Life Print DNA kit that lasts forever, and you just swab the inside of your child's mouth for 5 to 10 seconds, and you place it in the tube. And inside the tube, there's a fixative agent that preserves it forever, and you keep it in the privacy of your own home, and its code is compatible, which is the FBI data bank for DNA. So God forbid if a child goes missing, you turn it over to your local police. They submit the information into the database, and if the child is a runaway and they get trace evidence and they do a comparative analysis, then they know, well, this vehicle, you know, your child was in that vehicle or in that hotel. We do the biometric fingerprinting. That's all 10 digits. And there's no ink involved. You just put your hand on a screen, and it's like a photograph of the fingerprints. And there's the same equipment certified by the FBI, and it's compatible with the FBI data bank for fingerprinting. And we do a digital colored photo of the child. And the fingerprints and the photo are burnt onto a CD, and you go home with the CD, the DNA, and in the kit, there's 50 questions that a policeman would ask a mother of a missing child. And these are the questions that are so important that you might not be in the right frame of mind if your child goes missing. Like, you may think your child's favorite hiding place is in the master closet, but it might be behind the shed. You may know your son's best friend at home, but you don't know who his best friend at school is.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all, you put everything in the envelope, you keep it in the privacy of your own house, and you just turn it over to law enforcement. God forbid your child is missing.
Joseph Matthews, founder and president of the DNA Life Print Program that you've seen with John Walsh. I guess the reason this is so important, Joseph, is that every 2 minutes, three children turn up missing.
Yeah, and thank God, most of the time when that happens, it's they're missing just long enough to report it to the police, but they're found immediately. And but there are a number of kidnappings that we hear about every day on the radio and TV that are stranger abductions or domestic abductions, and those are the ones that you have to take whatever precautions you take to protect your children.
Right. How often are abductions committed by someone who already knows the child?
Oh, you know, believe it or not, there's a large percentage of that compared to the stranger abductions.
Okay.
And these are the ones that have been introduced to the child, either the mother's boyfriend or a family member or a cousin or a niece or a friend of a friend. But that's why the children allow themselves to be victimized, because they're familiar with the person.
All right. How critical is every second when you have a missing child? You say that normally, fortunately, a lot of these children are found shortly after the disappearance is reported. But with every second, with every minute, with every hour that lapses, how much more likely is it that something terrible has happened?
Well, as every minute goes by, the fact remains that the child may have been abducted by a stranger, or an actual abduction, not a runaway, and or lost. And that's why our program is so very important, because you're able to turn over to the law enforcement agency immediately when you report that your child's missing, everything they need. And one of the important things, and you'd be surprised on, even though everybody has a camera and everybody's telephone takes pictures, how very few pictures are available that are of the quality to make posters and to show it on television. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the fingerprints. 80% of children's fingerprints, and this is from the National Center of Missing Exploited Children, 80% of the fingerprints taken by the traditional ink method are not legible for identification purposes. Mm-hmm. So with the biometric fingerprinting, it's a no-brainer. You know what I mean? You just take right. all 10 digits. And what people think, if they have one fingerprint of their child, their thumbprint or fingerprint, the FBI won't accept that in their database. It has to be all 10 digits.
All right. Our guest is Detective Sergeant Joe Matthews, retired supervisor in charge of the Homicide Division for the city of Miami Beach, and he is the founder and president of the DNA LifePrint program. We're talking about more than 603,000 registered sex offenders and many more who have not been registered, maybe have never been apprehended for that. So it certainly is something to think about. Give us the information very quickly again on where it is on Saturday.
At Champion Chrysler Jeep.
Okay.
It's the auto dealership that is giving back to the community by offering this totally free of charge.
Thank you very much, Joseph. Appreciate it.